Do you ever hear of a spring tooth?
A what?
A spring tooth.
Yeah, we used to have something called hogs.
What was that like?
Well, that was made with iron tooth in it. Mm-hmm. And you could get up on top of the roof and it was made in a kind of V shape. And they had iron teeth come out on the side. And in the back, you kept on top of the room and tied up.
What sort of work would you have to do with cotton?
Ma'am. Yeah.
What kind of work would you have to do?
Well, you'd have to color fade it. Mm-hmm. You'd have to ply it. And if you didn't ply it, color fade it, you wouldn't make much.
What would you say you were doing if you were thinning it out?
Then I'd say we're cutting it out.
What about chopping or scraping?
Well, we used to call it chopping cutting.
What is chopping
cutting? Well, that's going on cutting it out, cutting the grass out.
What kinds of grass would grow
on? Oh, any kind, most.
What's some of the grass?
They call it crabgrass, tile bar, weeds, and anything of the land roots. Of course, they don't do that no more now.
What's tie vines like?
Well, they run kind of like potato vines.
Do they have flowers?
Yes, they have flowers.
Is that the same as morning glory?
It's something like morning glory.
What different kinds of fences did people used to have?
Used to have rail fences.
What was that like?
Get out there and cut down a tree and split a rail.
And some people way back down the built branch fence.
Split a rail. Mm-hmm. No.
Is that the one that go in and out? Like?
Yeah, that's right then. Going in and out.
Uh-huh. If you wanted to make one taller, you could take sort of a two rails and
cross. That's right. Call them staking riders. Set them up. And then put a rail up on the top of it. Sure
did. You used to do that.
That's right. Of course, I didn't do that, but I see my daddy do it.
Uh-huh. Did you ever hear any other name for a rail fence?
No, I didn't hear nothing else but a rail fence.
What kind of fence do you have out?
Oh, now, we got wire fences now.
Mm-hmm. What kinds of wire fences?
Barbed wire, that's barbed yarn. Of course, we have to go in the woods and get our posts and dig holes, you know, and make fence.
And you nail the wire to
the post? Nail the wire to the post.
Huh?
Nail the wire to the post.
What would you call a fence or rock? Fence or wall made out of blue stone or rock?
Now, I don't know what you call that kind of fence, but I see the white people have fences built around with stone, rocks, but I don't know what you call it.
How many white people live in this area?
Well, right in this area, right around here, no white people. You go down there, hit the blank and roll. And come out to the road to Corduroy Road and go back that way to the Pine Hill Road, and that's white settlement over back up in there.
No, a long time ago they had fences around their yards or around their gardens?
Well, they used to have picket fences around the yard. You used to go out in the woods just like I told you how to get our bows. They used to go out in the woods and saw down pine trees and make pickets out of them, either red oak trees and make pickets and the garden with trees. They didn't know nothing about no walls and them things put around the garden.
Pickets were nailed?
Yeah, man, I nailed them.
What would you carry food out to the hog
pen? Mm-hmm. Have a bucket called maybe stuff bucket, something like that.
And what would you fry eggs in?
Well, let's fry eggs in a skillet.
Any other names for that?
frying pan.
What's the difference?
Well,